Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast version of Ben and Woods. Thanks for finding us wherever you are, radio.com, downloading the radio.com app, or, of course, you can listen to us on your smart speaker, and make sure you subscribe so you get our content every single day.
Absolutely. And there's lots of other podcasts from other hosts here in the building and here at 97.3. Make sure to check those out as well. But right now, back to Ben and Woods.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 on your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah!
All right, everybody, get your head right, because it is a Thursday morning. I thought it was a Wednesday morning. What a good feeling to know that it's Thursday morning here on Ben and Woods. It's 97.3 The Fan, and we're almost back to what would be considered full strength. But, hey, listen, we got Ryan Phillips in for Ben Higgins, and Ryan's no slouch, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't think of myself as a slouch.
No, you're not a...
It's nice to know that other people feel the same way.
You're a tremendous... Don't sell yourself short, Judge. You're a tremendous slouch.
Tremendous slouch.
Any idea what that's from?
No.
No idea.
Caddyshack!
Yeah, Caddyshack.
Come
Caddyshack.
On.
All right.
He knows Pokemon, but
yes,
not
he does.
Caddyshack.
Ass catcher, he is very
don't
familiar
disrespect
with.
Disrespect the Pokemon master.
Hope everybody is having a good morning. I am not. TMI. I've been in the restroom since basically I got here this morning. I don't know what's the matter with me.
Aside from just general woodsiness.
Just general me. I don't know what I ate or what I had a protein shake for breakfast, and I switched up my coffee. Maybe that has something to do with it.
It might be the combination of the two.
I have sweated. I have sweated through my shirt. Sweat through my shirt.
Sweat.
I've asked Paul. I had all these grand plans for things. Oh, by the way.
Hello.
Let's reset.
He's back.
We were just trying to
treat him like a normal guy.
Yeah, just a normal guy. Didn't want to make a big deal about it. But our executive producer, Paul Reindl, first thing I said when I walked in this morning, I said, man, are you a sight for sore eyes? I'm glad you're back. Thomas did a great job filling in. But, you know, a lot of the magic of the Ben and Woods show comes from Paul Reindl. There's no two ways to look at it. Paulie, welcome back.
Hey, how's it going?
It's not going great.
I know.
It's
been an interesting morning.
I'm pretty sure
I still have things I need you to do that I haven't gotten to do before the show.
I called Paul yesterday. I go, hey, so, you know, I know you've been out a couple days. We've got a lot of stuff to catch up on. Try to get in just a little bit early today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I got in about 5 minutes late.
I got in 10 minutes early.
What time do you guys get here?
I'm a 4 o'clock on the dot.
We usually roll in
right around the same time.
2 minutes of each other every day.
Yeah, when I'm subbing, I'm usually here 4:30.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah.
And I get there a little early. Knock out some stuff. Yeah, well, I got here, put my bag down, and went to the bathroom, and have pretty much been in the bathroom since I got here.
Have you put caution tape around it for everyone?
No, it's not. It's more of just like I'm cramping. I don't know what it is.
That's the worst feeling.
Yeah, I'm dying. Like I feel like my stomach is like cramping. So
and it feels like there's nothing you can do about it.
Nope. I was pouring sweat.
Should we have like a code word throughout the rest of the next 4 hours?
No, there will be.
You need to run out.
No, I'll just leave. Like there will be no code word. The good thing
it'll
is
be like Scooby Doo. For a split second, your headphones will just be hanging there.
In the air, exactly. And I just I have sweat through this shirt already, and it was not. And now I'm frozen because it's freezing in here, and I have a wet shirt on. But it's not been a fun morning. Hopefully, everything will subside, and we'll have some fun. That's too much information, but we're pretty much
it's an ominous start to the day.
Yeah, we're pretty much that show. We're pretty much that show anyway. And to my right, though, our assistant producer.
Alex Perlin, a.k.a. The Hammer. Good morning, Hammer.
What's up, dude?
What's up, dude? Well, you're on my now you're on my S list.
I don't care
for
this
the day. I don't understand this. If you missed the show yesterday, we had this discussion about dressing for success.
Right at the end of the
right
show.
At the end of the show.
While you were changing in studio.
Yeah. We had this discussion about dressing for success. And I can recall a conversation. Now, at our last station that we were at, it was pretty much a free-for-all, right? I mean, there really weren't any rules. You could kind of, I mean, there was one host there that literally just did plugola every day. I mean, it was just, there was just no rules.
Yeah.
We all kind of dressed down a little bit, and there were no, like, there were maybe three salespeople there, Paulie, maybe.
If that.
I mean, there's just nobody in the building. Man, you walk in, and it wasn't like, oh, well, the morning show's here. Everybody will get here later. I would be there at noon, and there'd be four people in the entire building.
Yeah, no, it was a weird...
It's a weird place. And so we come over here, and this place is phenomenal, and there's a giant sales floor, and there are not just women. They're just attractive, sharp people
the
in this building.
The guys are great.
Yeah, the guys are very handsome and attractive.
The equipment isn't just falling apart in
right.
your lap.
Yeah, I mean, the microphone doesn't just fall when you're in the middle of a sentence. And it's, you know, and so I remember a conversation I had with Paul. I said, hey, when we get to the new spot, we really got to step it up. I mean, like, step it up. We need to be the show that the other shows look at. I mean, those guys are sharp. They're here. They're on time. They're ready. They're prepared. Let's just be like, you know, let's be professional. And so, like, so we started talking about, I'm like, Paul will be, he was late a couple times. He wore his gym shorts in, and it makes me insane. And Paul's like, all right, I won't do it anymore. I'm like, all right, cool. We had this conversation yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
And freaking Hammer walks in this morning in sweatpants.
No, sweatpants. Because you're not doing my outfit any justice.
Backwards hat.
First off, you look
like a slob.
I do not. That is my issue with how you're describing my outfit. Right now, I have a cool outfit on. These jumpers, these sweatpants that you called them.
Jumpers.
By the way, joggers, whatever it's like. Dang it.
I got you.
So these pants that I got on were so cool when I wore them last week that you texted me immediately after the show so he could go to Nordstrom's and pick himself up a pair.
And I got them.
You got them?
Yeah.
And
but
you
guess
don't
what? I'm not wearing them to work.
Yeah, but they're cool enough pants for you to actually text somebody like, yo, where'd you get that? And then immediately go to the store. That's how cool these pants are.
I went that day.
If I go to my shirt, this is a cool-looking blue shirt.
The shirt's fine.
I actually like the shirt.
It's a great-looking V-neck. And then I'm rocking San Diego Pride, an Alpine Beer Company hat. Shout out A-Town. And then I got shoes on. These are nice Adidas.
Okay. Absolutely. I have no problem with the shoes.
The socks I'm with, too. Those are good socks.
Arizona Wildcat socks.
I have no problem with any of the outfit except for the sweatpants.
Like, you look like you just woke up.
Well, I do not look like I just woke up. I showered.
You look like you're going to the gym.
No, I do not. I look cool. I look like a good-looking cat around school.
You look like a cool guy at the gym. If I saw you at the gym, I'm like, oh, that's a cool guy. I like that outfit.
This is a cool way to like dress around if you're going to class in college.
I feel like I get invited to Thanksgiving.
But, okay, you just nailed it.
Stand up.
You just nailed it. What'd you just say? If you were going to class where?
In college.
Guess what? You're not in college. It's a place of business.
Yeah, but I'm still a cool kid around this
place. I agree. I couldn't agree more.
I'm not
going
to lose my college boy swag. And I'm not going to come here and start dressing like you older folks that just come in here with these t-shirts and jeans on. I think that's not the coolest look every single day of the week.
All right.
On Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I got to dress up for work at Nordstrom's. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I kick back and relax.
Treat this place like Nordstrom's.
But I still look good.
I'm not saying you don't. Hammer, you would look good in almost anything because you're a good-looking guy.
But if I dress with a little bit of flair to it, there's no problem with that.
Bro, I don't care if you come in a bright yellow outfit suit, but I don't wear sweatpants. And here's the thing. We had this conversation, and he did this on purpose. He's defiant. He's like my child.
I did not do this on purpose. This is a good-looking outfit. I was like, I'm going to look nice today.
You did it on purpose, didn't you?
Did I smile a little bit when I put on the joggers?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. Maybe because I was going to make you upset. Maybe because I was going to be comfortable all day.
The guy's going to be the death of me. I can tell you. He's going
to
be.
I feel like I got invited to Thanksgiving. The family's fighting.
He's my work son.
I love it, Daddy.
God. Oh, wow. That's
too much.
That's too much.
Little much for 5:10 in the morning.
But Well, I mean, look, again, I love the pants. What's the name of them? The Zells?
Yeah.
They're really comfortable. I bought a pair for myself that, again, I wear when I'm hanging around the house.
Look at the design on them.
I wear them around the house. I wear them to the gym because that's what they're made for. But I just, the defiance is what gets to me.
It's actually kind of entertaining.
It is entertaining. And this is, I feel like this is going, Hammer and I have finally, after, what, 5-6 months together, this is going to be the dynamic. He pushes me and I push back. He pushes, I pull.
Just trying to find the boundaries.
Trying to find the boundaries. And he's dipping his toe over the line right now.
No,
and
I look good.
I'm not denying that you're an attractive guy and that you
no,
look good.
No, but like putting together my outfit, I'm not coming in. Like, it goes together with the colors.
Yep.
Everything works with this outfit except your mindset.
If you were working on... So you do look good. I'm not gonna deny that to you. What if you were in the sales department here? Would you wear that?
Different story.
Why?
Because they're required to actually wear suits and stuff.
No, they don't have to.
Yes, they do. They have like casual. Then why do they have casual Fridays if they're not supposed to do anything
like
for Monday through Thursday?
Agreement.
Even on casual Friday, guess what they don't wear? Sweatpants. Even on casual Friday. Here's the thing.
These aren't sweatpants that you get at like a Target or a Walmart.
Doesn't matter where you
go. You got to go to like a Lululemon or a Nordstrom's for something like that.
Hey, these pants right here, they're Lululemon. I love them. They're great, but they look sharp.
If you wear Lululemon basketball shorts, so you're telling me a pair of jeans, like if I were to go to Lululemon and spend like $60 on shorts, yeah, right? But I go to Walmart and spend $20 on jeans.
I don't care.
You're telling me the $20 jean look at Walmart's better than the $60 Lululemon look?
Yes.
I disagree.
You don't wear shorts to work.
That's not true.
It is. You don't wear shorts to work. You don't wear flip-flops to work. This is a place of business. Act accordingly.
See, I have cool enough socks that you're telling me that now I can't even wear shorts, I can't show off my socks.
And this is the problem.
Really
here we go. Jay Peterman tweets in, sweatpants are for strip clubs.
These aren't
inappropriate at work. Yeah, I agree. I mean, listen, here's the deal. Hammer, you can dress any way you want, buddy. You can dress any way you want. What I'm telling you is that you dress for success, right?
Don't wink at me.
You dress for success. Dress for the job you want. What's the job you want? Not the job you have. All right? He's going to push me. He's going to push me.
He is. No, I can see it.
Curious what he's going to wear tomorrow now.
Yeah. Tomorrow he's going to come in a thong.
Whatever I want.
In a sombrero
whatever
he wants. Or something, yeah.
It's amazing.
Love it.
I just, you know, listen. When you're on the Ben and Wood show and you're part of the show, you're big, big part of the show. The picture. Paul just tweeted out, does Hammer look cool in these sweatpants?
You call them sweatpants?
I'm dying. It's on Twitter at Ben and Woods. Look, Hammer, like I said, you're an attractive guy. You wear whatever the hell you want, but not on my watch. All right. It's 97.3 The Fan. It's Ben and Woods. And, man, we got a fun show today. We're going to have a lot of fun today. I have a good feeling. We got some really good guests lined up as well. Yesterday, we had a chance to sit down. No, we didn't. I always say that. We had a chance to talk to Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports. He was great. Talking a little college football. The guy's one of the best in the biz. We'll play that for you next. It's our 97.3 The Fan Spotlight. Bro, this tweet has me dying right now. Paul posted the picture of Hammer in his, whatever you want to call them, joggers. Jay Peterman, 619.
They're leisure pants.
Yeah, they're leisure pants. Jay Peterman tweets in, his radio name should change to Hamper. Hamper time coming up at 5:50. Hamper! I'm screaming.
Even Hammer's laughing at that
Hammer's laughing at that one, dude. Oh, my God. That is fantastic. Hamper.
How did we not think of that?
How did I not think of that?
Stop. Hamper time.
Yeah, stop. Hamper time. I'm dying. Jay Peterman, that may be the tweet of the year right there, buddy. That is phenomenal.
Big thumbs up.
Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Already off and running today. Hammer, my defiant child. Man, this was great. I love talking to Dennis Dodd. Dennis is so done. Dennis and I had a little disagreement in this interview as well. I don't get into many disagreements. We saw two different things watching the Ohio State game.
Yeah, about Justin Fields.
I swear to God, the guy looked a little bit hobbled.
Well, I think that he, and you know, the post-game wrap-up, after you guys had that discussion, I really looked, and the post-game wrap-up was, he actually kind of threw the ball better. But I didn't think he was moving as well either. I agreed with you.
Yeah, so
I didn't think he moved well.
We talked to Dennis, and just talking about, you know, the potential chaos of college football. This is that really fun time of year that it can just get really squirrely. So here was our interview with Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports yesterday. It's our 97.3 The Fan Spotlight right here on Ben and Woods. Dennis Dodd, national college football writer for CBSSports.com. Dennis, you on the line?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Got you okay, man. Thanks so much for joining us here in San Diego. And look, I mean, it's this is the weekend that could potentially be chaotic. I mean, give me a couple of your favorite scenarios for absolute chaos, Dennis.
Well, the talking points are these. Who's number one at the end of the day? Because it matters. It doesn't matter because number one in the first 5 years of this thing has never won it, final number one. But you don't want to be number two this year because you have to play Clemson in the first round. Clemson's pretty good and defending national champs. Number one may not even have to play Clemson. That's one thing. The other talking point is that number four. If chalk holds and LSU wins and Clemson wins, Ohio State wins, there's going to be an opening at number four. Who is that? And we've got a chance here for some newbies. LSU's new. If either Utah or Baylor win their conference championships and get in, they would be new. There hasn't been half the bracket new since 2015. So that's where it comes down to. It's really a triumvirate of Utah, Baylor, and Oklahoma, and who the committee likes best get in there. And if Oregon wins, it's over. So it's the Big 12 winner is in that number four slot. If you want to talk, you know, Armageddon, Virginia beats Clemson, you know, more likely than that, Georgia beats LSU, but not much. And Wisconsin beats Ohio State, then you're going to have some two-loss teams in there.
So, Dennis, your opinion, just getting your gut feeling, who gets in? Let's assume Utah wins, and then either Oklahoma or Baylor, obviously one of those two teams is going to win. Who winds up getting that last spot, in your opinion?
Yeah, Big 12 or Pac-12, right?
If Utah wins, let's start there. Okay, I think they get the nod over Baylor. The committee likes them. They've got them at number five. I think that's more of a placeholder in case they need someone to jump them. Because if it's Oklahoma, then at number six, Oklahoma would have finished with a flourish, beating a ranked team Baylor twice, a Baylor team ranked in the top 15, and then a ranked Oklahoma State team. So they'd have three top 25 wins at the end of the season. So I think they would go. I don't know if Baylor has enough juice, given their conference schedule, not their non-conference schedule, excuse me, to get over Utah, which was has its own non-conference issues, but the committee likes them. What they're saying is their consistency of play since the USC game, eight straight wins, an average of 29 points a win, is registering with them, and it's an eye test. It's always an eye test, guys. Come on.
Sure.
If you watch Utah play, they're Ohio State West to me. They're pretty damn good.
Yeah, they are, and I watched them play last week, and I mean, it's a totally different type of team that we're used to seeing out of them. And I don't envy the guys on this committee at all. And we're talking to Dennis Dodd right now for CBS Sports, talking college football. Dennis, is this the right system? I mean, are we doing it the right way to find out truly the best team in college football right now? And if not, what do you see? What would be the better way to do it?
It is for now, because if you look at it in the first 5 years of this thing, they've basically gotten the right teams in. You know, quote unquote, right. There hasn't been that scandal where, boy, it's not a legitimate playoff because they left X team out. The right teams got in, you know, admit it. You know, we can have our discussions about UCF and all this other stuff. But, you know, once it becomes, or if it becomes delegitimized, where a team that clearly is better than anybody in the top four gets left out, it'll be fine. There's nothing afoot to expand it. It's going to go the next, this is the halfway point, 6 years out of the 12. It's going to go 12 years. And then I suppose after that, there'll be a discussion about eight. And then we'll let in, you know, that will throw a tent over the Power Five teams. You know, one or two will get in. There'll be, at large teams from the major conferences. and they'll have to sell it to the people who, you know, I think this is the big hurdle, frankly, playing a 16 for two teams, if you're playing an NFL schedule, 16 games, and what health risks are there? Because we already have a huge, huge national discussion about that.
So, Dennis, I got to ask, from your view, Alabama went 10-2, and I think a lot of teams would be really happy with a 10-2 season, but at Alabama, that's not the expectation, and they only had one win over a ranked team, and that was number 24, Texas A&M. Lost,
which is not no longer ranked.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So then you've got, they lost LSU, lost Auburn, their two big games. I know there was the Tua Tagovailoa injury, but this was a different Alabama team. The defense didn't look as good all year, all that stuff. What happened there? Do you think it was just that one year kind of off? You know,
it started the first week before the season. Dylan Moses, their best linebacker and maybe their best defender, was lost for the season. That meant they had to play two true freshmen in the rotation at linebacker. There were other injuries. They played as many as four, five, seven freshmen during the season. And it showed, especially showed defensively. You know, if Tua played that Auburn game, I think they win that Auburn game. I don't think anybody disputes that. But they did lose him. That was another thing. They weren't as good defensively, clearly. And they had obviously kicking issues. You saw the number over the weekend. Since 2007, when Nick took over, they've missed more kicks than anybody in FBS. And that's been Nick's Achilles heel. It's been his one weakness. I think they'll be back. I don't buy the sky is falling in Alabama. All the experience those freshmen got, they'll be back. They'll have those get things under their belt. I saw an interview yesterday, or was it today, on ESPN with Tua. He was pretty sincere. He's not so sure he's going to go to the NFL. You know, he said, so the pro is you get the money and you get paid for getting hurt, basically. The other side of it is you can get back into that number one overall spot, which he certainly isn't going to be if he leaves, and earn your money. So I take him at his word. I don't know if he's done yet.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I can't imagine. I mean, if the shoes were, you know, if I was in his shoes, I would probably have to take the money myself. But
right,
you don't know how many opportunities, you know, you're going to get to go that high but I do. He is that kind of kid that, you know, if there's unfinished business, then yeah, it's a really interesting thing. I'm looking, you know, and listen, I'm a Notre Dame fan, and I'm frankly happy I don't get to see my team waxed again in a huge game, Dennis. I mean, it's embarrassing. It's nice to make it, but it's also, you know, they didn't really show up and clearly outplayed and outcoached. But when I look at least, you know, Ohio State and LSU, I mean, those two teams, Clemson's great. They just haven't played anybody, and I don't know that they're going to get exposed because Dabo's a really good coach, and they have Trevor Lawrence and really talented players. I think they can totally win the national championship. But out of those three, Ohio State, LSU, Clemson, who do you like the most? I'm a little worried about Fields. You know, he didn't look the same after he got rolled up on. He had that knee brace on. So for Ohio State, with him healthy, I think they're the clear number one. But I think out of those three, it could be anybody.
Actually, I was at the game, and he looked great after he had hurt the knee.
He didn't look. He didn't look as dynamic, though. I mean, I remember his first play back. He rolled out, and you could see him a little bit gimpy. He looked as good as you could after getting rolled up on.
Five plays after coming out of the medical tent, he rolled left, fired an absolute dart into the end zone, 30 yards away to a true freshman, and put the game away. And that's what I wrote about. That's what was so amazing. I think they outscored him 28-11 after he came back.
So you think he'll be fine?
Oh, I do. He made it sound simple. I had a brace. I had a sprained MCL.
Yep.
I got a bigger brace. So, they'll play Wisconsin, probably roll them up, get him out as soon as he can. Then you rest for the playoffs.
Yep.
I mean, maybe it was adrenaline Saturday. I thought he was fine.
Okay.
After he got hurt.
We saw two different things. I when he went in, I was like, "Oh man, that's bad." And when I saw him with the brace, and I think it was a roll to the right, maybe the first play, and I was like, "Ooh, yeah." Normally he has a, you know, really good escapability, and he threw it, you know, and he threw it well. But I just, it gave me a little bit of pause, going, "Okay, well, there's maybe a little crack in the window there for Ohio State." But you know, like you said, he played really well down the stretch. And if he's healthy, I think they're the best football team in the country.
Yeah, I have to disagree. Just seeing it live,
okay.
I thought it was really a big surprise when he revealed in the postgame that he had a sprained MCL, because I didn't even know he had a brace on it. Obviously, you could tell.
Yeah.
But I didn't know until after the game he had a brace on. Okay, back to the original question. Yeah, I like Ohio State just because they're the most complete team. If Justin Fields is healthy, they can play any way you want. Right now, they are basically a power running team. Justin Fields hasn't thrown that many passes. He's got 37 touchdowns and one interception.
Amazing.
But J.K. Dobbins, their running back, is entering the Heisman picture now, had 67 carries in the last two games. Ryan Day's no idiot. In weather, at the end of the season, in the Big Ten, when you know you're facing these teams, he has the ability to do that. I suspect against some of these better teams, they'll have to be more diversified. But look, they've got the best cover corner in Jeff Okuda. They've got the best defender in the country in Chase Young. They've got a pro at right guard, Wyatt Davis. Justin Fields, you know about. And J.K. Dobbins, who may get an invite to the Heisman. They could get three Heisman finalists invited. I think they will, but they could. So to me, they're the best team. LSU has defensive issues. Clemson is Clemson. I think they're very, very good, but it's almost an asterisk. They play in, you know, the ACC, which is ranked below the Pac-12 and the American Athletic Conference this year.
Yeah, it's so hard to believe. Yeah. But like I said, you take them every time in a big game. I mean, I do.
The talent is
ridiculous. Go ahead, Rhino.
Yeah, Dennis, we're in Southern California. What are you hearing about the USC Clay Helton situation? Everyone seems to be talking about it.
There's like 50 different stories on this deal.
Just wetting my finger and sticking it into the air and see which way the winds blows. I think they're going to keep him. Here it is Wednesday, and they made no move on him. The season is over. If they were going to do something, I think they would have done it by now. If you're going to do it, you better have your guy lined up right away, because now it's December 4th or 3rd. It's 16 days till signing day. I do know that USC officials were incensed on Sunday when that erroneous report came out from Sports Illustrated. He was upset. The AD was upset that now you got to call all the recruits, you got to call all the players and all their parents and say that's not the point. Well, they wouldn't be saying that if they were going to fire him that day. And the story was wrong. It may eventually be right, but it wasn't right Sunday. I think they're going to keep him. And I'm not saying that's right. I think there's going to be a huge backlash from the fans.
Yep.
And I love Clay Helton, but there's a hell of a story developing there if they keep him.
Man, that is such good stuff. Thank you so much for your time today. That's Dennis Dodd, national college football writer, one of the best in the business from CBSSports.com. Really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you to Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports. It's our 97.3 The Fan Spotlight. When we come back, I'm looking at the rundown that Paul prepared. It says, welcome Ben in. That's not going to happen.
No,
Ben
is not going to
be here today.
Paul, I'm here.
Paul, right? Ryan's right here.
Yeah, I know.
Welcome Ben in.
Hey, Ryan.
Morning.
How you doing,
stretch.
Buddy?
Oh, we'll have hamper time coming up at 5:50. He's got a new nickname.
I didn't change that either.
He's going to murder me.
Yeah.
He's going to
There are daggers being shot through glass right now.
Right now, he's on his phone texting an old friend he used to work with. Like, hey, do you have room on your Twitch stream so that I can come work for you again? Because these guys suck. We will be right back. It's Ben and Woods. The Fan, it is Ben and Woods. Happy Thursday to you. Having a lot of fun in here this morning. Hammer walked in sweatpants after I explicitly made my feelings clear about them yesterday. He's very defiant.
I think at this point it's elevating to the area of a feud. It's becoming a feud.
You know, I'm not going to feud. I have feuded, Ryan, with enough people in this stupid business.
Lord, you have.
My God. Consider myself a pretty nice guy, and I feel like I'm kind of like the radio doormat, and it's happened to me, I don't know, 50 times in a decade with like, there are people in this town I legitimately hate. Like, mm-hmm. I legitimately would fist fight. There's no doubt. Mm-hmm. No doubt. And I don't want that
the
with
thing
Hammer.
Is, the
Hammer's
thing
my
is,
son.
The thing is that right now, I can't figure out who you're talking about because
there's so many.
There's so many.
I know.
Yeah, I'm counting off.
I would love everybody's real lippy in this business. But nobody really wants to ever back it up. They just like to lip off. And yeah, really, myself included. I mean, I'm fairly lippy myself.
Well, you're getting to the point where if you get in a fight, you're going to strain your back. It's going to be
100%.
It's like one swing, and it's like, guys, can we just...
nothing in the face.
Yeah.
Nothing in the face. Okay? Yeah, it would knowing that it's radio, guys, it would be a slap fight.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
It would be 100% slap
extended.
Fight. Yeah. 100%. No, we are having some fun this morning with Hammer. There's no doubt. And he's such a good sport about it. But it's been made clear that with his new mustache, he looks like Freddie Mercury.
He absolutely does. And I didn't see it until this morning.
When I'm looking at him, I can't stop seeing Freddie Mercury. So, this was great, man. Ryan yesterday was telling me about this. Now, I've seen their bit on TNT a bunch.
Inside the NBA.
Yeah, I've seen it a bunch. It's great. I've never seen this game,
though.
It's
like the best show on television.
It's so friggin' good. The cast of characters they have with Shaq and Barkley and Kenny Smith's amazing.
Ernie Johnson's
the best. And they have so much fun. It's really what it should be.
It's them making fun of each other and occasionally talking about basketball.
It's kind of like Ben and Woods.
Yeah,
man.
Like Ernie is like Ben. And
yes.
Just the head, like, oh my God.
The head
God.
Down, like, I can't believe
these
I'm a professional.
Morons.
Yes.
I got to work with these idiots.
So they do this game with Charles Barkley, longtime NBA player, longtime NBA analyst. And Charles Barkley, they play a game called Who He Played For, where Charles Barkley has no idea who guys in the league in which he covers on
and
a
by
daily
the way,
basis.
A lot of these are guys you've heard of who are like, you know, the sixth man of a team or seventh man. Like, they play.
So this is the game. This is the version of the game Who He Played For.
I have absolutely no faith in you on this one. Stop. Solomon Hill, Who He Played For.
Don't look at the flashing teams. Just guess the Utah Jazz.
Oh, so close.
He just sees Utah and he...
Memphis Grizzlies, you're 0-2.
And if you look at his jersey, it was blue. No, it's tough.
This one's almost a layup, Kenny, I think.
No, it isn't.
Noah Vonleh, Who He Played For?
The Portland Trailblazers.
Ooh. Yeah,
That was close.
The Minnesota Timberwolves, you're 0-3.
Different ones called.
Okay, who's C.J. Miles play for, Chuck?
The Indiana Pacers.
No, that was 2 years ago. Washington Wizards.
Washington Wizards.
Okay.
Why would I watch them? I told you, man. Why would I watch them? They were on it. They had a game with the Rockets last night.
Kenny, you were right. And here's
159.
And this guy, I don't know how many times Anthony Tolliver's been on here, but he's contestant number 5.
Oklahoma City.
Oh. What did you say on the guy before? Portland?
Yes.
Yeah, well, he plays for Portland.
It's amazing.
It really is.
It kills me, man, and I love it. And you can tell 100% that it's not a bit.
He has no idea what's going on.
And so, listen, we'll never come in here and say that I know more about let's put it this way. In all of the people in San Diego sports media, I would say I know less about sports than probably all of them. Right? I mean, that's fair. Like, I would say that everybody on our station knows more sports. I'd say that everybody at the other station probably knows more sports than me. I'm fine with it. I don't care. So I thought it would be fun, though, because baseball I always consider. Look, I know baseball. I've been playing since I was 10 years old. And I follow the game. I play on two,
yeah, that's the thing.
I got two fantasy teams.
I would think you do pretty well in baseball. Like, just knowing you, I would think you do pretty well.
And so, yeah, and so, like, I'm very, like, again, anybody that knows me knows, no BS. It's not a bit. When I get home from work after the show, I watch an early game. I watch the Yankees at 4. I watch the Padres at 7. And that is at least a 6-day-a-week thing. I am watching between 8 to 12 hours of baseball every single day, whether it's on my phone, my iPad, the television downstairs. I'm always watching baseball. And I will watch any team play any other team any day of the week, every time.
Okay, so the way we structured this game is where they played in 2019. The last team they played for in 2019.
Yeah, like if they're free agents, they're going to be free agents.
Yeah, we're not going to do
trick
that.
Questions. Yeah. All right, so we'll play our version of Who He Played For to quiz me.
This is fun to look up.
All right, are we ready? Oh, I love this. Got our own music. All right, Who He Played For.
All right. Stephen Woods. Adam Frazier. Who he play for?
Adam Frazier. God, I'm thinking of Todd Frazier. Adam Frazier, Reds?
That is incorrect. He plays for the Pirates. He's a second baseman.
I almost said Pirate.
All right, I'm 0 for
played 152 games last year.
Wow, that's a lot of games.
153, actually.
I should know that. All right, that's 0 for 1.
All right. How about Neil Walker, Stephen Woods? Who he play for?
My God, he's played for so many freaking teams. This is such a trick question. Neil Walker most recently was a Met.
He played 115 games for the Miami Marlins last year, a year after he was on your Yankees.
I had no idea that he was a Marlin.
I know you didn't.
It's 0 for 2. I am Charles Barkley.
By the way, there were a few of these where I'm like, there's no way he's going to get
this.
God. How about Jordan Lyles, a former Padre, Stephen Woods? Who he play for?
Jordan Lyles pitched last year for the... God, I'm choking.
Oh, God.
I am choking. Jordan Lyles. Come on, Woods. It's Jordan Lyles was a Rocky.
That is absolutely not true.
Not close.
He started the season for the Pirates, but he finished it with the Milwaukee Brewers. Made 11 starts at a 2.45 ERA. Not a bad year for Jordan Lyles.
I'm shaking right now with anger.
Remember, guys, he watches baseball
8 hours a day.
How about another former Padre, Logan Forsythe? Stephen Woods.
Logan Forsythe.
I already know you're not going to get this.
Logan Forsythe. Well, he was a Dodger.
No, he definitely was not a Dodger.
Yes, he was.
He was a Texas Ranger last year. Played 101 games. He's now a free agent. How about keeping with the theme, third ex-Padre in a row. Ian Kennedy.
Kansas City Royals.
There you go.
Yeah!
So this is something I didn't know. Ian Kennedy was a closer for the Royals last year. Saved 30 games. Pitched in 63. All right.
What is that, 1 for 5? 1 for 4?
You are 1 for 4.
All right.
One of five. Yeah, 1 for 5. How about Francisco Liriano?
The Twins.
That is incorrect. He pitched 69 games for the Pittsburgh Pirates last
year. Pirates.
I know.
No one gives a rat's ass about the Pirates.
I went Pirates heavy. Let's be honest.
God.
All right, Stephen Woods. How about Martin Prado?
Marlins.
There you go.
Yes!
Got one.
2 for 7?
Yes, 2 for 7.
It's Hedges-esque.
This one...
He wishes.
This one I kind of feel bad about. Jonathan Lucroy.
He went to 15 teams. Lucroy. So it's Rangers?
He was on 5 teams in 3
seasons.
You
bastard. That doesn't even count.
Yeah. The Cubs signed him in August.
Did
so
they?
He was a Cub.
God.
Yeah. Played 27 games. I honestly had no idea though.
2 for 8.
Here's a good one. How about Homer Bailey? Who'd he finish the season with?
Kansas City.
He finished the season with the Oakland A's. Started 13 games. He started the season in Kansas City, though.
Just kill me.
All right. How about, you remember Justin Wilson, left-handed reliever, real tough guy? Where'd he play last year?
Detroit?
He was on Detroit 3 teams ago. He played for the Mets last year all season.
Wow.
You got 2 out of 10.
That is Hedges-esque right there. Well, hey, he's a big leaguer, all right?
Yeah.
So 2 for 10, I mean, I guess. My defense is really good. I can still hang around. Hey, Freddie Mercury, you coming in? Or?
Oh, my God.
It's not as easy as it looks.
That is not easy at all.
Yeah.
I like that game, though.
It's fun.
I like that game a lot. I wish we could do it every day. When do they do it every day?
No, like, it's every couple weeks.
Yeah, we should do that. Like,
they usually go, what, Tuesdays and Thursdays? Inside the NBA?
Let's steal that.
What you should do
I want to get
in,
Ben.
In January, you should do free agent signings. Where did this guy sign?
Where did he go?
Where did this guy sign?
To see if people have been paying attention.
That was not bad.
Bro, I was legit. I'm surprised I got 2. Now, the thing about baseball is those guys move around so much. He got DFA'd.
Like, Lucroy
picked him up. Lucroy.
Like, I was doing this game very late last night, and I was like, oh, Lucroy was going to mess him up. Like, I knew.
Because
I wasn't sure
is,
if you would get a lot of those or not.
Here's the thing. I feel like the ones that I got wrong, I feel like some of the teams I named, they used to play for at some time. That's the thing.
No, I tried to go, because that's what they do. The Inside the NBA one is definitely, they're not picking, it's not LeBron. You know,
they're picking
guys who move around
a
lot.
But that was fun. And also, very embarrassing.
Humbling.
Speaking of fun, it's our one of our favorite segments every day, if not our favorite. Here we go.
Bicycle.
Bicycle. I can't wait for the Photoshop.
I love it. It's almost.
God, he looks like.
It's almost identical, dude.
It's a great look.
With Hammer's new mustache, you might as. You could have auditioned. You could have auditioned for that role.
I don't have the teeth.
You don't have the teeth. He didn't either, though.
Those are fake.
Those are fake.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought that was natural.
No.
Great makeup.
Boy, that'd be something. If you're Rami Malek and you're like, hey, listen, I'm going to get this gig because look at my teeth.
Yeah.
Just like Freddie Mercury's. Hey, it is time for Hammer Time. Let's play the real
the
one, Paulie.
Stop. Hammer Time.
Oh, there we go. A little abbreviated version. I like it. Good morning, Hammer.
Great morning. And so, you know, I have worked two different jobs, so I'm around a lot of different people.
You are.
And I think kind of my biggest fear, and it's something I'm just really bad at, is I always forget people's names.
Dude. I'm terrible at that.
I can't remember your name. Literally, you could introduce yourself, and then by the end of the conversation, I'm like, oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah. Yep, same.
Is that Donald or is it Jeffrey? You have no idea. So
I won't even get that far. I'll be like, nope, nothing.
Nothing.
Faces, great. Names, no.
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, I'm the ultimate. I'll call you dude, buddy,
bro,
homie.
Till the cows come home.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't know if you guys had like any tips, maybe tricks of the trade in terms of remembering names. I know the classic cliche, like, all right, you meet someone's name, like, hi, my name's Kevin, and then you say Kevin 7 or 8 times in your head out loud or whatever.
Yeah, it's so when you start at a new company like we have here at Entercom, we've been
here. No name tags.
No name tags. Paulie, when did we start? What was
June 10th.
June 10th, we started here at Entercom, and there are, it's a whole, now I was at Entercom before, but it had been a couple of years, and it's radio. There's massive massive amounts of turnover, and I walk the sales floor here still, and I'm just now starting to, and I would say I'm about 40%. There are guys that come up to me that, hey, Woodsy, I'd like to pitch you for this, you know, car dealership. And I'm like, hey, thanks, buddy. I'm so bad at it too, and I really shouldn't be, because I was in sales, and that's kind of an important thing. It's something that I've lost over the years, my ability to do it. I sympathize 100%. I have no idea what to tell you as far as,
there's got to be a seminar,
trick.
Because I'm horrible at that too. My whole family, like my sister runs a business, she's great at it. Like, you know, and she's, you know, traveling all over the world for her business and all that, and she's, you know, can recall it quickly. I do not have that gift.
Well, and here's the other thing you run into. So again, we started June 10th. It's December. I can't now in December go to one of those people on the sales floor or on the support staff and be like, hey, what was your name again? Because you know what that means? That means I'm an a-hole.
Yeah,
that means I've waited 6 months to...
It's a self-fulfilling thing because now you're like psyching yourself out about it, like, and you're thinking about it and then it's getting worse. And
I wonder if ego plays into it a little bit too.
Oh, of course it does.
You know?
And for me, when other people come up to me and say my name, like actually go out of the way to express it, and I, damn, it means a lot.
So it does.
I would love to do that to other people. So there have been occasions where I thought I could do it. Like, all right, hey, what's up, Jack? And the guy's name was like Bill or something. And at that point on, it was just ruined.
It's over.
You're better off not. You're better off not doing it.
For that feeling of like actually them to be like, oh man, he knows my name, because I love it when people know my name.
I tell my wife all the time, we'll do the thing where I'm like, hey, when we go to this part, like our Christmas party is next week here at Entercom, I'm gonna tell my wife, don't be offended if I don't introduce you to everyone because I don't know their name. So I'm going to need you to then go up and be like, hey, how you doing? I'm Woodsy's wife, Hannah. And then I'll be able to maybe ascertain a name back, you know?
Worst example of this, in college, meeting somebody, like a girl at a bar,
when
you're out with your friends, 15 minutes later, like, was it Christina? Was it Emily? Like, what was her name? Like, I have no
idea. Well, see, Ryan's an old guy, too. Ryan was in college before we had cell phones, right?
Yeah,
you didn't have a cell phone.
I had a cell phone, but it wasn't, like, texting and all that stuff.
Oh, I didn't have a cell phone. So it was...
I'm a little younger than you.
Okay, boomer.
I think it would be safe to say that I possibly had relations with people that I had no idea what their names are. None. I mean,
I don't know if I've ever gone that far.
I think I've probably more that than the other, to be honest with
you. Sick brag.
Sick brag. Yeah. I mean, it's just the way that it
but
was.
But no, we used Congrats. To, like, we used Thank to, you. We, so we'd go out, like, group of guys, and we'd all, like, help each other out with that. Like, if, like, you'd be like, hey, dude, I totally don't
know I don't know her name. Can you go ask it?
And, yeah. And what I'd be like, introduce yourself. Like, hey, I'm Ryan. What's your name? You know, like, and then walk by your friend and whisper it in
yeah. ear,
because we'd all do that. And then once you get told by somebody, you're like, okay, lock that in. Like, you know, I mean, put it in the vault.
Oh,
you
yeah.
remember it.
And then there's the other side is, I know for a fact that when I walk around this place, people have no idea what my real name is.
No, they just know you as Hammer.
They know me as yeah. just and only Hammer.
I think I guest hosted 4 times before I knew your actual name.
Yeah.
And so, we were working together.
So I don't know what to do at the Christmas party when I'm walking around. Like, I'm not necessarily bringing anyone, but how am I going to get introduced to all these different people?
Hang out with me and Hannah, and then we'll have Hannah do it. George tweets in and says, okay, I don't get this really. Attach a characteristic of the person to the name.
Hey, Blue Pants.
Most times works for me.
Remember Michael
Scott? Oh, that's Blue Pants. Michael Scott.
He's doing it. Oh, my God.
So Hammer people will be like, oh, sweatpants.
Sweatpants. Yeah, little sweatpants.
Freddie. Oh,
Freddie Mercury sweatpant boy.
That must be Hammer.
Hammer.
Yeah, Michael Scott. My friend Desiree got new specs. It kills
That's
me.
So good
it
every time.
It kills me every single time.
Does this actually work for you?
It's so good. All right, it's Ben and Woods. Anybody
find me? The goat, man.
Somebody to love.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so good.
There's a dog 3 blocks away. And it just...
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.